Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Good morning. Wednesday, hump day, 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. Good morning. I'm not going to do the Vietnam one, all right? Don't worry, I won't scream in your ear and blow your radio up. What do we got going on here at the Power Mall? What is happening over there? It's a spring sale. Yeah, got to love that. You get free shipping with orders over $250 and up, and we're having 10% off everything. Everything in stock. We've got detox clay powder, oxy powder, vitamin B12, quercetin, all back in stock. The OptiVita vitamin D, also back in stock. New and improved formula. 4,000 IU plant-based D3 with magnesium and probiotics for optimal absorption. We have 6 bottles of acid reflux from Global Healing Center. They're on the closeout. So if you're taking, Pfizer's junk, you might want to invest in these, even if they do expire at the end of May. They're 20% off, and they're going to last you a lot longer than that. So worth the effort. We've discounted those. If you're listening on TalkStream Live, well, that means you're helping our numbers stay up on the Power 50. Very important. We need to stay on there on the alt media. We have a Rick satellite system to give away. If you're not listening on TalkStream Live and you used to have shortwave and you're struggling to continue to listen to us, we still get calls from people that used to listen to us on shortwave wondering, are you okay? Are you guys okay? Yeah, we're still here. We have people donating to keep us up. You know, shopping at the Power Mall, that helps. Phil and Brian, website donations. Most recently, we appreciate that. And, of course, if you want to watch the replay each day, or you can go to Rumble, click the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. You can watch it live. We have this Rick Satellite System dish from RickSatelliteUSA.com. We still have time for you to get your letters in asking us, you know, is it possible that I could get the dish? Well, you got to give us a reason in addition to your name, address, and phone number. Otherwise, we can't give it to you. We would love to give it away to some worthy person out there, one of our listeners that wants better reception with not just Channel 1 where we are, but all the rest of those 70-plus channels, radio and TV. So, that'd be something you should invest in, don't you think? It's a letter. Support at thepowerhour.com or a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. How much more creative can we get? You know, it's a great way to listen. And I mean, it just requires you to take the effort to just email us or write us a letter telling us why you'd like to win the dish. And then Rick will review all these things. Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at RickSatelliteUSA.com. And of course, when you go online or call with your donation of $25 or more, you get a free Vitamir toothpaste. And let me tell you something, I use it. It's worth it. Your contribution ensures we stay on the air. We need to be on the air for this year. This is a very, very critical year for not just us, but for every media outlet. That is what we call alt media. Some of us are more alt than the others. We're getting a lot of alt out there as far as what happened in Baltimore with the bridge collapse. The alt media out there thinks it was terrorism. That's what they're saying. The alt media. In other words, way out of the far right. You can throw a stone, you might hit him. Yep. And also, if you live too close to one of those cellular towers, you know what I'm talking about, that emit those EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies. It's radiation, folks. We have a guide out there that you can download to electrosensitivity and get access to the 2024 EMF Hazards Summit. That's being presented for free April 11th through the 14th. Put it on your calendar. The guide includes the top 10 symptoms you might experience when overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or other sources of EMF. Along with blank. Let's see what else is happening here. Well, we told you about the bridge collapse already. Let's go on to world news. We'll revisit that later. Of course, the propaganda is starting up. See, because we get the news and we look at it and go, okay, what's going on here? Who's Alexander Bortnikov and why, what he says, why does that matter? He's the head of the Russia's FSB, comrade. He claimed yesterday American, Britain, and Ukraine conspired to execute the slaughter of nearly 140 people and injuring some 180 others at the concert hall in the suburbs of Moscow last Friday. He told TASS that it was true. The three countries orchestrated the attack based on factual information we have. This is general information, but they have a long record of this sort. Oh, there you go. See, this is Russia doing their thing. You know, Russian government has not publicly identified ISIS-K as the organization responsible. Now, ISIS-K is has nothing to do with Special K. It has nothing to do with Vitamin K. You know, it's something to do with Khorasan. Whatever. We're not there. We don't know. You know, we do know if you happen to see the video we posted on yesterday's email blast, if you did see it, that people were just standing around thinking that it was just, you know, some concert thing that was happening, that the band Picnic was, it's just one of their pranks. They do this all the time. Then when the first bodies started to drop, they realized, maybe that's not what this is. And of course, those who dumped over cocktail tables and were attempting to hide behind pillars found out the hard way. You're supposed to run when the shooting starts, not hide behind a pillar where they're going to kill you. Because they find dead bodies there, of course. That's kind of stupid. But this is how people react in when they're not prepared, when they're woke or they don't know how to react in a situation that requires reaction, they panic. And their mind shuts down. There's no common sense. So they just like stand and freeze in position, waiting here, shoot me next. And when the bullet hits, it's like, oh, I've been shot. Duh. You think it might be a good idea to get out of the way of the bullet? Had any unusual phone calls lately? One of Mexico's most violent cartels. Guess what they're doing? Running a series of call centers targeting U.S. citizens in order to scam them out of millions. So when somebody named Jorge calls up, or they talk like this, when we are here from the local sheriff's association. Yeah, they've pretty much raped U.S. citizens out of about 300 million in a five-year span. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Yeah, this is where they have their employees call individuals who own timeshares and offer to buy them out, only to fool the victims into paying unending fees. Here, just pay us fees, we'll get you out of this. Okay, Jorge, yeah, we'll do that. Wow. And, of course, this is the FBI telling you this. So, I mean, if you want to not believe it, it's okay, because you don't trust the FBI. In Mexico, phone scams are commonplace. Authorities rarely investigate or prosecute them. But the goal is to have the victims wire or deposit money, so that should be a dead giveaway. British judges, by the way, have delayed the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S., believe it or not. Two high court judges said they would grant him a new appeal unless U.S. authorities give further assurances about what will happen to him. See, these judges there are afraid that if they send Assange back to the U.S., that he's going to get the death penalty, and they don't want that. That they might punish him big time, including torture. They're not liking that. See, Assange, I don't know. See, if you forgot all about this, I'm going to remind you what he did. He has WikiLeaks, okay? Look it up. Go to Wikimedia, Wiki whatever, WikiWiki. That's hurry up. Like Schnell in German. Max Schnell. Yep. Okay, 30 days in the cooler. Shut up, Clink. Hutch in a bookhalter. Yeah. Assange's supporters argued he's a journalist protected by the First Amendment. And what did he do to deserve this kind of? Well, he pulled a Snowden. Hey, Ed, how you doing over there in Moscow? Yeah, he exposed the U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan that was in the public interest. And, of course, they also have argued this prosecution's politically motivated. He can't get a fair trial in the U.S. The U.S. government, meanwhile, says Assange's actions went beyond journalism by soliciting, stealing, and indiscriminately publishing classified government documents that endangered innocent lives. He needs to pay. Penalty for treason is death. That's why they're not going to let him go over there, right? They're not going to let him. And then we move on to how would you like to be charged a rain tax? Seriously. Do you remember the city of Toronto said earlier this month that the Toronto police endured, how they endured a serious backlash after telling residents to leave their car keys at the front doors for thieves to take in order to lessen the risk of residents being physically attacked in home invasions? Remember that? You know, a lot of them, they're arresting, have guns on them. They're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded. See, that just goes to show you criminals can get guns. So you can ban all the guns you want. That doesn't matter because the criminals will always find them. Imagine that. Now the city of Toronto wants to tax the rain. They are proposing a rain tax. They're going to charge homeowners. And why is that? Well, because the rain creates stormwater. And all these properties have water runoff. That would impact the storm sewer system. It's an attempt to encourage citizens to keep grass and plants on their properties rather than paving outdoor square footage. So here's what they want to do. City of Toronto authorities want to charge what would be based on each property's hard surface area, including roofs, driveways, parking lots, and other concrete landscaping. Stormwater rain is, it's melted snow and rain. When not absorbed into the ground, it runs off hard surfaces onto streets, down storm drains, and through a network of pipes that carry it into the local waterways. Duh, you think? This is their rationale, folks. And now they want to tax the rain. Oh, is it ever getting annoyed reactions, including from Donald Trump Jr. And everybody up in Canada is just like foaming at the mouth over that. Taxing the rain. How idiotic can you get, eh? These people need to get new officials in there. These people obviously don't know what they're doing. No wonder they have deficits in everybody's retirement plans up there. Are going to be sweating bullets here soon. All right, so now at 13 minutes after the hour, we move on to the state of emergency in Maryland. You see, here you have Westmore shows up in his Westmore T-shirt, declares a state of emergency. We are thankful for the brave men and women who are carrying out efforts to rescue those involved and pray for everyone's safety. Now we're finding out that they're all foreigners. We don't know that they're migrants, but they were all from south of the border, according to one crew worker who knew who they were, all the ones that disappeared. Apparently they were doing work on the bridge when the cargo ship, the Dolly, struck it at 1:30 a.m. Ah, my goodness. And of course, you know, this is a thing. You saw the flashing lights on the bridge. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the videos already. Those were construction crews working on the bridge when the ship hit the pylon. There are several vehicles still underwater. And so now the alt-right is looking at this going, okay, this is a 984-foot vessel that's already had one incident at a Belgian port. It's managed by the DEI Captive Synergy Marine Group. This thing collided with the stone pier in the port of Antwerp, Belgium, during unmooring maneuvers on July 11, 2016. Clear day, good weather, significant damages to the stern and transom of the ship. It remained afloat but suffered breaches near the waterline. It was detained and closed for cargo. And now it's allowed to come over here. I guess they did a little fix-up. And they were leaving Baltimore Harbor. And it's like the ship allegedly lost power, all their hydraulics. Safety investigators are looking into whether dirty fuel. You know, nobody's talking about deliberate sabotage. It closed the port. Do you know the economic problem with that? I mean, seriously, do you know what, can you imagine what the economic loss is? They're worried about the loss of propulsion to a ship operated by the pilot and his mate. The vessel went dead, no steering, no power, no electronics, no boat, no light, no motor car, not a single luxury. Yeah. How's that work? One of the engines coughed and then stopped. You ever heard an engine cough? Smell of burned fuel was everywhere in the engine room. It was pitch black. Why was that ship in the water in the first place? Are you sure it wasn't deliberate sabotage? Has that been ruled out? See, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, besides declaring a state of emergency, this is a mass casualty event. Yeah. This is as bad as Baldy, governor of Florida, Rick Scott, who's now a senator, for God's sakes, I don't know why, gets on TV in his Navy hat, trying to make it official, telling everybody that Hurricane Irma, this storm surge will kill you, run, and turned I-75 into a parking lot. I know, I'm revisiting that, but stupid is as stupid does, you see? It must be contagious with public officials. We have to declare a state of emergency. I mean, the whole highway shut down because of this. Are you sure you shouldn't charge? I mean, you've got here a, I don't care what happened to that ship. The thing is, it happened once already. You let him in there. Oh, yeah, we got to have capitalism. So besides being repaired now, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to actually detain the ship? Are investigators going to look into the people on board? There are no potential survivors. These people went in the water. We doubt seriously there's any survivors. This, according to Rear Admiral so-and-so. Crews are going to be looking at securing recorders from the vessel to try to learn what happened leading up to the crash. Yeah, right. Well, see, this is something... It's like the Hyatt Skywalk disaster. You know, I did some investigating in that. We found out that they changed the plans to the Skywalks. I was one of two reporters that found that out. And they didn't bother to get them approved before they made the changes, and it's those changes that caused the collapse. So you got to look at what was going on here. There's a whole lot of investigative journalism that might go into this and the real truth will come out. But the thing is that Biden gets on the air after probably stuffing an ice cream cone in his face and sits there and said, it was just an accident. Really? How do you know that, Joe? And he says, oh, yeah, I've driven across that bridge before. I've taken a train across that bridge. You've taken a train across that bridge. You see how he tries to align himself with every single possible, he puts himself in that situation. Oh, yeah, my son died in the war. No, he didn't. He had a brain tumor. Oh, yeah, I've taken a train across the bridge. There's no rail line on that bridge. The man's lost it. And you all want to, the DNC wants to make him their number one candidate. Oh, my God, this country's in trouble. And not only that, but see, whatever the people behind Joe Biden are doing, Trump is saying, Biden is behind every single one of the lawfare attacks against him, and that all the cases he's embroiled in amount to election interference that will ultimately have the reverse effect. Huh. You see, the thing is, you can point a finger. Doesn't make it so. Remember that. There's always something behind the scenes. It's deep state that wants to take him out. Biden is just a useful tool. I think we all know that. Maybe he's a useless tool. Maybe he's a puppet. Here, Joe, have an ice cream cone. Shut up. He's getting really upset now that his poll numbers keep dropping. Oh, my. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for the Democrats. Stupid is as stupid does. And the one thing about Trump, he likes to talk. He gets on social media. Truth Social, even. A day after the New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan held a hearing regarding Trump's bid to delay or dismiss the hush money case against him, the judge imposed a gag order on Trump, saying the uncontested record reflecting the defendant's prior extrajudicial statements establishes a sufficient risk to the administration of justice, the order reads, and there exists no less restrictive means to prevent such risk. Given that the eve of the trial is upon us, it's without question the imminency of the risk of harm is now paramount, the judge wrote. Ooh, sounds political to me. So Trump is prohibited from making statements or directing others to make public statements about known or likely witnesses in relation to the case, jurors or prospective jurors, members of the court, district attorney's staff. Oh, he's not allowed to poke fun at the judge or the judge's clerk and family members of counsel or staff if those statements are made with the intent to materially interfere with counsel or staff's work in this criminal case or with the knowledge that such interference is likely to result. You want to talk about interference? One. See, we don't have a whole lot of respect for these Supreme Court justices in New York. The order's modeled after another gag order in President Trump, though the prohibition on statements about prospective jurors appears to be broader than the previous orders. But you see, Trump likes to talk. Otherwise, they wouldn't have issued a gag order. But here's the thing. When you look at the case, look how the media is trying the president. Yeah, the left-wing media. Look how they're trying the president. I don't see the judge imposing a gag order on the left-wing media. You really think he's going to get a fair trial in New York? I don't think so. The Chicago Board of Elections official said this week he had mistakenly left out over 9,000 mail-in ballots from one of the races in last week's Illinois state primary election, sparking renewed scrutiny around voting by mail in a run-up to the November presidential election. Yep. He admitted it. This is Max Beaver, Director of Public Information. This is a statement by him. The race in which the apparent tabulation error took place is between two Democrat candidates for the state attorney's office in Chicago's Cook County, Eileen O'Neill Burke and Clayton Harris III. Ms. O'Neill Burke, a former appellate judge who trails by roughly 14,000 votes, is widely seen as the more tough-on-crime candidate of the two. We should be booming. We're not because of crime, Ms. O'Neill Burke told the AP. It's something we could fix. Mr. Harris, a professor and former prosecutor, is a more progressive candidate of the two, said punishments should consider racial disparities. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's let them all out to commit more crimes, shall we? Now we have to ask, what has RFK Jr. gone and done? He named Nicole Shanahan, Richie Rich Lefty, Nicole Shanahan. It's what she is, folks. According to the FEC data, that's Federal Election Commission data, she gave $30,000 to the Biden campaign in 2020, has made several donations to Act Blue, a Democrat fundraising arm, as well as to the DNC. She's got a history of supporting far-left criminal justice initiatives. In 2021, she revealed in San Francisco Magazine she's a major donor for Measure J in L.A. County, which amends the county charter requiring at least 10% of locally generated unrestricted revenue being reinvested in community development and alternatives to incarceration. and prohibits using funds for carceral systems and law enforcement agencies. Ooh. And of course, in the same interview, she stated she believes a mental health professional on the scene of George Floyd's arrest could have possibly changed the outcome of the situation. Really? What if they would have just sat George Floyd on the ground in handcuffs by the car, told everybody with their cell phones, hey, come on over here and view this guy. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to touch him. We're just going to leave him there because he claimed he was claustrophobic, and we're going to have a little press conference right here. I want you all to watch him because he's probably done enough fentanyl to kill a horse. So we want you to keep your cameras focused on him, and in a few minutes, he's going to drop dead. We'll call for an ambulance. They'll get here. Don't worry. They know where we are. Oh, really? A mental health professional. Mr. Floyd, are you feeling a little claustrophobic today?
Oh, man, I can't breathe.
Oh, what? You can't? What did you say? You can't breathe? Gee, I've heard that before. I hear what you're saying. You can't breathe. Is that right, Mr. Floyd? What's a mental health professional going to do? If Mr. Floyd wasn't in handcuffs, he might have choked the mental health professional for all we know with his criminal record. Yeah. And now RFK Jr. is making somebody who promotes this kind of behavior his VP candidate. Well, there goes everybody's votes. You really want to vote for somebody like that with a 34-year-old as VP? I mean, this is worse than Harris. With so many other people, RFK Jr. could have put in the passenger seat. He has to pick her. Oh, my. Richie Rich. She probably could cough up that $15 million that he needs to get on all the ballots. Show me the money. See, it's all about the money, isn't it? It's all about the money. Wow. Prince Harry. His name popped up again. I know y'all just want to hear about Prince Harry, besides the fact he should be deported because he lied in his application, said he didn't do drugs when he wrote a book about it. He's been named in court documents in the sex trafficking lawsuit lodged against Bad Boy Records founder and media mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs. The royal's name appeared in the $30 million lawsuit filed by producer Rodney Little Rod Jones, who alleges the music mogul participated in sexual misconduct, grooming, and sex trafficking. According to the New York Post, the Duke of Sussex, 39, who most loyal to the crown don't even consider as a royal any longer, was one of several A-list celebrities whose names appear in the court documents. Why? I don't know. Isn't it disturbing? His name would be there? Isn't that disturbing? The music mogul's L.A. home and Miami homes were raided by federal agents Monday in connection with the sex trafficking. Wow. Michigan, by the way, is offering citizens $500 a month to house illegal immigrants. Oh, my. Gonna get crazy out there. We'll talk about that and more after we come back from these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. The state of Michigan, we told you before the break, they're offering $500 a month to residents who agree to house illegal immigrants in their homes. This is called the newcomer rental subsidy. Well, all you taxpayers are going to be paying for this up there in Michigan. You Michiganders aren't going to like that too much. It's going to provide payment for up to a year for any homeowner willing to take part, equating to a total of $6,000. Hey, how would you like to make an extra $6,000? Here, all you got to do is just those eligible, just include refugees, asylees, special immigration visa holders, victims of human trafficking, Cuban and Haitian entrants. Wow. Afghan nationals, Ukrainian humanitarian parolees. Program also states illegals who have been processed as part of the family reunification parole process from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia. Individuals with a pending asylum application and other immigrant individuals on a case-by-case basis are also eligible. Yes, you too can house an illegal immigrant. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine where this is going to go? They should have thought about this before they kept those southern borders open, and now you know who's behind all this. Yeah. Well, we already know what the supply chains in the U.S. are doing now because of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Anything coming into the East Coast through the area where the Francis Scott Key Bridge was has been cut off. Now you've got severe disruptions, ripple effects on the global supply chains. See how easy that was? All you got to do is just get a Singapore-registered container ship called the Dolly, operated by the Danish shipping giant Maersk, and get a couple of DEI guys in there that just, you know, maybe they know what they're doing, maybe they don't. And now look what happened. Here you have a major hub for the East Coast shipping that also handles significant volumes of coal. The port's facilities had the second highest coal export capacities. Data tracked by S&P Global. And now they can't ship it out. But of course, Joe Biden says, we're going to fix that bridge. The government will pay for the whole thing. Really? Oh, they might as well. Just write him a check, Joe. Why don't you? Here, have an ice cream cone and shut up. Trump Media, by the way, you heard about the merger. Their stock, Trump Media stock, jumped as much as 50%. And with that, the NASDAQ halted it for volatility. Everybody wanted on board. Man, they're buying that stuff up like crazy. Trump Media and Technology Group stock called DJT spiked 50%. But it was briefly halted because of the sharp rise. This is common practice. It's not uncommon for trading a highly watched stocks to be suspended when the price increases or plunges too quickly. Imagine that. At over $70 on Monday per share, company's market capitalization was $9.84 billion on an undiluted basis. Wow. And all of that, what happened? Former President Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the top 500 global billionaires now. Net worth just hit $6.5 billion. He just entered the 500 richest people list. Well, la-di-da. Wow. And, of course, his assets, as Letitia James well knows, are spread across a wide variety of liquid and illiquid instruments. All these people out there, this is what's so funny about this $175 billion or million he's going to pay in fines for his appeal in New York with his alleged fraud case. Nobody got hurt. Amazing how that works. Delta Airlines, Netherlands-bound Delta Airlines. I always say Delta is an acronym for doesn't ever leave the airport. It returned to Salt Lake City, Utah, after losing an engine pylon panel during takeoff on Sunday. We're just now hearing about this Airbus A330 carrying 260 passengers and 13 crew members. They're airborne. They had reached the Montana-North Dakota boundary, and all of a sudden, whoop, one of the engine pylon panels fell off. Happened on takeoff. Not immediately clear how the pilots figured it out, but Delta acknowledged there was a reported mechanical issue with the two-aisle Airbus jet, and they had to return to the airport. And, of course, the wide-body jet reportedly has not flown since. Nearly 3 hours after takeoff, a similar Delta Airlines Airbus jet replaced the affected jet and completed the flight to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. And of course, before we go to the phones here, story out of Arizona, Phoenix, Tempe, Scottsdale, and a warning that it may not be a financially sound decision to patronize strip clubs in this day and age. I mean, our government, all our politicians probably do, but they're not going to say anything about it. Well, nearly 20 patrons spoke up. This was a lawsuit filed in January. And apparently, and it was against three Arizona strip clubs by nearly 20 of its patrons, which now has surfaced into the news cycle. The individuals involved have come forward claiming the suit in the suit, the Dream Palace in Tempe and the Skin Cabaret and the Bones Cabaret in Scottsdale orchestrated a sophisticated scam, allegedly drugging the patrons and using their credit cards and abusing their credit cards. The lawsuit is challenging and charging club owners with racketeering and conspiracy. Plaintiffs asking for a jury trial. They want to remain anonymous. Well, good luck with that. Because in a jury trial, they're all going to have to show up and they're probably going to have to testify as to what happened. And they will recount stories of disorientation and helplessness, followed by the discovery of unauthorized credit card charges amounting to tens of thousands of dollars the next day, according to the outlet, charging exorbitant amounts to their credit cards without their consent. One of them said, I remember walking through what I thought was a cloud of perfume or makeup or something like dusty from one of the kind of cracks of light that was coming through. And that's when I ended up in the VIP room. Lap dance, anyone? Yeah, started to get these symptoms, not alcohol related, something else that made me acquiesce to go along with what they seem to be pushing, one victim said. Yeah, this is Fox 10 in Phoenix reporting this. The first victim allegedly discovered several charges on his credit card amounting to $72,000. Similarly, another plaintiff describes feeling lost and out of sorts after only consenting to a few transactions, only to find his credit card billed for, you ready for this? Are you sitting down? $181,000. Couldn't have an appetite to eat for days after this occurred. Strain on not only myself, a family, my wife. Had to get my parents involved. We had little children as well, so the impact emotionally was pretty difficult to bear, the second plaintiff said, according to Fox 10. All right, you feel sorry for these guys? I mean, come on, married and you're hanging out in strip clubs? And now you had to go home and your wife is looking at the credit card statement going, what is this $181,000 for? Oh, my gosh. Oh, you see where we're at? I mean, that's worse than what the federal government is doing, right? It's just open season at the strip clubs for, I wonder how many of our members of Congress do this on a regular basis or have a little fun with minors. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, if our government is that corrupt, I mean, you know, I wouldn't put it past them. Going to the phones now, Eric in Nebraska. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I heard your comment on Nicole Shanahan. I'd never heard of her, but I heard a soundbite of her this morning, and she's against these drug companies putting drugs on people and then vaccines on vaccine. I don't know why you compare her to Harris. Are you okay with healthy foods, chemical-free regenerative agriculture for making good soil? That's what she... RFK.
Yeah.
Or, of course, he needs their money too.
But, I know.
And the criminal justice on the federal level, that's, I just heard Joe Exotic interviewed. I didn't follow the Tiger King or any of that, but
yeah.
I think he's innocent. I don't know. I mean, of course, I just heard him interviewed from prison, but I think this Nicole, that was a wise pick. And she's
really
intelligent, probably.
She's got money.
Really think she's like Harris.
I know you do have to have money. He needs $15 million to get on all 50 state ballots. Right now, he's only in a few. So
I think that's one ground we can find common ground is the environmental court to tie that into the vaccines, that they can't put those toxins in you because, you know, that's environmental hazard. They wouldn't put that in environment, but they'll shove it in your baby.
And what about the criminal justice?
Yeah, good move.
But Eric, what about the criminal justice system and the fact that why is she doing that, though?
Why can't you see the video of federal Yeah, but why can't you see videos of federal court? You can in state court.
I understand that. Federal judges don't like to be videotaped because of the garbage that goes on there. I should know. I write suits for federal court, so I know what's going on there. The bigger problem I have, yeah. Eric, and thanks for your call. The bigger problem I have is, you know, and the thing is that, you know, you make a good point. She's right in bed with RFK Jr. on the vaccines. I get it. Everybody loves that idea. Hey, we're not going to have any more vaccine mandates and Second Amendment. We're all about that. But then when you sit there and you make the justice system a revolving door and you start wanting to pass legislation that basically allows people of color or whatever that commit crimes to walk free. You know, I mean, Harris wanted to start a bond fund. Remember the summer of 2020? You've got somebody here that pretty much is promoting the same thing. Now, does that mean because this is kind of like a token position? And see, the thing is we don't know that much about 34-year-old Nicole Shanahan. Ye shall know them by their fruits, folks. And I'm not just saying this because of the fact that they're Democrats or they're independents or whatever the case may be. You're going to pick the lesser of two evils. Biden, that whole campaign has to be shaking in its boots right now. Because here's somebody that's got a money person behind him, because she's rich, okay? But the thing is that when they get like that, they become an elitist. And then when they move into government, they become a government elitist. And that's when things get crazy. And now you're going to make her, because see, if they win, she gets to take Harris's position in the Senate. She's 34 years old. What kind of background does she have? Oh, my. You see, you got to analyze everything here. I mean, Eric, you make a good point as far as the vaccines. I get that. She's all in bed with RFK Jr. about that. I get it. That's what I like about RFK Jr. We've had him on the show. You know, she's nice to look at. I mean, you can make so many different arguments, but, you know, as time progresses, listen to what she says, because now that he's picked her, she's going to be speech-making as part of his candidacy. In addition to trying to get him on the ballot, she's going to be going around the country. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Listen to the other things that she says, then judge. Right now, I'm not feeling real good about it. Now, she may change my mind. Eric, it's okay. You tried to change my mind. Right now, I'm taking a wait-and-see attitude. You may think she's wonderful. You might vote for RFK Jr. instead of Trump. I get it. It's just what's going to happen when she has no experience and she's going to have to get educated, 34 years old, as to how to run the Senate. For some strange reason, I think people are going to take an issue with that. It isn't just me. I'm just throwing it out on the table here. I'm not voting for RFK Jr. I'm sorry. Brady in Arizona, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You were talking about the vaccine again, and I happened to hear a interview with Dr. Brian Artis yesterday. And I remember about a year ago I was saying that they were giving the death jabs, the mRNA death jabs, to actually animals out in the wild, like your deer, your elk, and all those other things. So when your hunters go out and shoot a deer and they bring that venison home, they're getting the mRNA vaccine right on their steak plate when you eat it. So it was 100 million animals who were given the death injections by Mark Zuckerberg and his ilk. It started in Staten Island with the white-tailed deer herd and expanded to elk and moose, and you're wondering why there's all these different die-offs of the animals out there, and all the hunters are getting sick again from the meat that they're eating.
Bottom line, Brady, they're cutting off the food supply because everybody's going to have to turn to eating deer as an alternative. They want to cut off the food supply. Murder us in the process.
You're getting your body's genealogy and say that's okay. With the FDA approval of that, was that okay that you could change the genetics of God and that's okay? You can adversely affect the food supply, not tell the public, and that's okay? You can change anything that God created, just in fact that it's going to help save the earth because of climate change, and that's okay? I don't think so.
I don't either, Brady. I appreciate your call. Dan in New Jersey, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. I think there is something fundamentally wrong when one lottery ticket can give $1 billion. Instead, there ought to be a maximum lottery prize of, say, $10 million federal, state, and local tax-free, and all excess lottery income should be divided down the line to lower odds winners. So last night there should have been maybe 1,000 $10 million winners instead of one big ticket.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Point.
I know it maximizes lottery income when they make these prizes like the Mega Millions and Powerball, but it's fundamentally wrong. Second comment, with absolutely no proof, but just intuition, I suspect that that cargo ship, the Dolly, was being navigated by GPS navigation, and that the Russians, perhaps, in retaliation for the concert shootings, had their satellites broadcast a modified GPS signal to steer the cargo ship into the bridge. And the actions of the crew, in terms of shutting up the motors or kicking in alternative generators, were attempts to try to regain control of the ship that was being steered into the bridge.
Wow. Interesting take, Dan. I appreciate your call. Wow. See, we're talking about sabotage. I mean, nobody's talking about that. I mean, this is the thing. All these investigators, you got the governor calling it a state of emergency, a mass casualty event, and now we find out there's only six people in the water. mass casualty event. Yeah, the casualty is going to be the city of Baltimore and then the supply chain in America. That's the mass casualty event. Cargo's not going to move. It's just the way it is. One thing that I do know is going to move is mifepristone, because the Supreme Court is skeptical. It appears skeptical. The doctors group who challenged the FDA's loosening of regulations of mifepristone, the abortion pill, you know, they're having a problem with that. This all of a sudden now looks like a small case turning into a nationwide legislative assembly, according to Justice Neil Gorsuch. The government counters this by contending complications from the pill are rare and the objecting doctors can themselves opt out of the procedure under federal conscience laws. Gee, I wonder why they couldn't opt out under the federal conscience laws when it came to telling everybody to go get the jab. Yeah, thank you to Ms. Prologar. She is the one that's arguing for the government. She always is. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. I have to take issue with what Brady said about, you know, injecting those big game animals. You know how hard it is to shoot a deer or a moose or an elk in the wild? Now, how the heck are you going to catch them?
I mean, well, yeah, I know. You put some deer corn out and you stand there with your needle and they're looking at you like, okay, what are you going to do with that? No, see, they put it in the gun. They have one of these tranquilizer darts and they just put the injection in that and they sneak up on them and boop, there you go.
Well,
and they run off with it. You know, I mean, I don't know, Sherry, come on. I get what you're saying.
I think it is more likely because this chronic wasting disease has been seen in the deer and elk population for decades now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more likely between the crap that's coming down from the chemtrails, between the chemical agriculture like glyphosate and other things that they use on the crops. I think it's a slow poisoning myself.
What about ticks? What about the ticks? What about these, ticks that are out there that they may have genetically modified to do that dirty work?
Well, now that could be a possibility.
Yeah. I just thought I'd throw it out.
I'm not going to discount that, but okay. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, I have heard about them putting out crap with rabies in it to try to some idea about supposed to be vaccinating them by them taking it internally. You know, different animals in the wild. Have you heard that? Anyway,
I haven't. Yeah, we're going to break, and we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to try to reach out to Wayne Elliott here. In the interim, thanks for your call. I appreciate all your calls this hour. We'll be back with all the good news and all the health discussion after these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.